The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Reddit Rainbow, baby.
Can you explain what this is?
We have decided that instead of just our one weekly podcast where we put a lot of research and time and effort into it, and we give you an hour and a half banger of a show, we are also now going to release a second episode every week called Reddit Rainbow, where I learn about Reddit.
Well, okay, you got talked about on Reddit. So no, we're going to start with...
Well, okay, so I understand what Reddit is in theory. I've done an AMA on there to like promote a project before. Like people talk about it. Occasionally I'll come across a thread. But I am not like a deep dive Reddit girl. Like I know that Gabe, you are like on subreddits. You're in that world.
I'm reading stuff, yeah.
Melissa is a big Redditor.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun to, instead of like pigeonholing us into like us just like reading like Am I the Asshole posts right on Reddit, which this show very may well become. I wanted to do a show where we just like explore like all different like corners of Reddit for like a half hour each week.
Right. And what started, okay, so I don't ever comment on Reddit actually.
Never.
No, I never write. I never comment. I just kind of lurk. But what started it is I'm not on this engagement ring subreddit. But somebody talked about your engagement ring on a subreddit about celebrity engagement rings.
Okay, so I found out through a series of events that there was a Reddit thread of people pretty much just dunking on my engagement ring on Reddit. And so I thought it would be fun to start this show off with exploring a Reddit thread about myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So the title of this Reddit is I've never seen an engagement ring like this. Thoughts, and then in parentheses, not mine, belongs to an influencer I follow. And first off, I gotta say, I felt very flattered to be called an influencer.
You were so happy that anyone was talking about you.
It was thrilling to me.
Oh my God, there's 107 comments.
There's 107 comments. And someone else names me in it. They identify.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, they did. Somebody said that's Allison Raskin's engagement ring. And it's a real wild ride and people's reactions to it.
Well, the first comment I saw was, it is like a pug. It's so ugly it starts to look nice.
Oh my God. Okay.
So I love your engagement ring, first of all, because it's unique and because it's just not basic cookie cutter. And I think people have this real negative like idea of what looks feminine where they're like, it has to be small and dainty, and fuck that.
Oh, fuck no, you don't that. Think my ring's feminine?
I think it's boss.
Well, I also have to say that all of my fears around this ring have been thrown in my face.
Yeah, that it skews masculine, but who cares?
No, I didn't think it skewed masculine.
Who gives
I thought
a
it,
shit?
My issue was that I was worried it didn't look like an engagement ring, and people have called it out and said that it doesn't look like an engagement ring, and that it looks more like a ring you would get from a college.
Okay, but I like
which
this.
Is deeply hurtful.
No, this is nice. I think this is super cool and unique. Not only that, but it's practical, which is what you were saying. You wanted it because, okay, my old engagement ring, it's snagged on everything.
Yes.
Snagged. It hurt me. It scratched me. This person says, definitely a cool girl ring for the right girl who can pull it off. And then they said, do you mind sharing which influencer? We have similar shaped hands, and I like seeing people with tapered hands rock a chunky ring.
What's a tapered hand?
Just like a small feminine hand.
Oh. This really hit me where it hurt. It's not my style, ... Neither are the nails. It's giving class ring vibes to me. And then someone replied, I can't unsee the nails now.
Okay.
Unbelievably hurtful.
Okay.
But actually, also, this whole time, I've just been so thrilled that people are talking about my ring.
Someone said, she doesn't like thin bands. This one is perfect for her. I'm so happy for her. So whatever. I'm done reading it. Let me tell you something. They're being incredibly gender essentialist, but what are you to expect from an engagement ring subreddit? Yeah, I said it. People who join engagement ring subreddits are probably super into gender and gender reveal parties. So fuck you. And also, I think that there's like, to say this looks like a men's ring, this looks like a women's ring, like you clearly have an idea of what marriage and weddings and engagements should look like. And like, as a queer person, I actually find this heteronormative and gender binary essentialist, and you're canceled.
Oh my God. Somebody said, not my cup of tea, but if a friend got it and loved it, I'd be happy for her.
Okay, so this is like a subreddit.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, is there a ring that your friend could get that they love that and you wouldn't be happy for her?
Right. Right? When you found this out, like, and how did you, I know you said you were happy to be talked about, but what a surreal experience.
I guess what's so compelling to me and that I'm, what I'm discovering about Reddit is like, also, I don't comment on things, right? Like, I think that, like, I never comment on things. It's very rare for me. Like, I think I only ever comment, like, on a friend's Instagram. But I've never engaged with content created by someone I don't know and commented. Mm-hmm. Which is so funny because my whole career is built around other people doing that for me.
Right,
like,
right.
And please continue to leave comments. I love them. It's my livelihood.
Yeah.
But it is like this interesting thing of like, oh, okay, I'm going to get on Reddit today. I'm going to find this random post of this person I don't know. And then I'm going to leave a remark about my feelings about the ring. Like it is like this like way of engaging with the internet that I don't do. Mm-hmm. And it's like fascinating from like an anthropological point of view.
Yeah, I guess it's a group of people who all enjoy the same thing, who want to feel like important by throwing in their opinion. And I think a lot of times it's people who probably don't get asked their opinion that often in real life. And you and I get asked our opinions all the time, or we just straight up shove them into people's ears. And so we're kind of like, why do I need to do that in a comment? I'll just tell you on the podcast, or I'll just tell you on my own account.
And Reddit is confusing to me. So I find it very visually unappealing. I'm going to say that. I'm going to get maybe in trouble. But I find it very hard to navigate. I find it visually unappealing. But how it works, so like what, there's upvotes and downvotes?
Yeah. So you comment, and also you can make a post, and you get upvoted or downvoted based on if people like or don't like your post or your comment.
Got it. And then, but they also seem to have very strict rules for each subreddit.
Yes. Each subreddit has rules, what you can talk about, what you can't talk about. Sometimes it's good to, when you join a subreddit, read, like, oh, if you start to post something, you're like, oh, I'm going to post about this. Then it's like, don't post about this. 50 people have already posted about this. You know what
really?
I mean?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I'm so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? let me tell you all about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her mylifeinabook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with mylifeinabook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today.
Melissa?
Melissa's joining us as the Reddit expert.
Yeah, I wasn't going to speak, but now I will. So the unappealing thing about it is that at first, when I first got on Reddit, I thought it was too much. It was too much crap. But when you start joining subreddits, then your feed only turns into what your subreddits are. Mm-hmm. So once you only have your feed where it's your subreddit, it clears everything out. So it's only things that you want to see.
Yes. Okay, and what is your subreddit? What subreddits are you on?
Okay, I'll tell you.
I gotta know. And now, are you using the app? You use the app?
I don't use it on my phone because I would be on it all day. I only have it on my computer.
Oh, interesting.
So I have Bravo Real Housewives.
Okay.
Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Marvel Strike Force, Bold and the Beautiful, comic books.
Just comic books in general.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's see, nostalgia, old recipes, another Real Housewives subreddit, script notes.
Old recipes is great.
Old recipes are so
good. We got to go through that sometime.
Yeah. Technically True, which
I love Technically True.
Where people will post, let me give you an example. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain.
People will post something that's like kind of meant to be a joke or meant to be like a drag, but then it's technically true.
Yeah. So like, somebody posted a picture of Earth that's like burning and it said, what would you do in this situation? And then somebody just posted, I'd die.
Right. Technically true.
That's not at all how I thought it would be.
Yeah. It's hard to explain, but once you get the hang of it, it's visual.
Yeah. So it's more visual, but it's fun.
What subreddits are you on?
Okay. So this is what comes up. RuPaul's Drag Race, Gaylor Swift, which is a subreddit for people who believe Taylor Swift is gay. I also follow white people Twitter and black people Twitter because those are both very funny.
I used to, but then when the insurrection stuff happened, I had to get out, but yeah. I'll probably go back.
They'll post, you know, you get it. They post things from black Twitter, things from white Twitter.
What's on white Twitter?
It's just like neoliberal bullshit mostly.
Yeah.
So it's making fun of,
It's it's a very liberal subreddit.
Yeah.
But it's more so making fun of people that are just a little too far left.
Or like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah. Well,
It's kind of like the best of liberal Twitter.
Yeah. And then black people Twitter is like, this says screenshots of black people being hilarious or insightful on social media. So like, this is one that's like, cops are all one race, cop. And then it's like someone's thoughts on that, which is a black person's thoughts on that, which is super interesting. Someone talking about like what's the other one? Someone talking about making fun of Anthony Mackie for looking like he's carrying a tiny bumblebee in his mouth when he smiles.
I think he always looks like he's got a little secret.
Yeah, just stuff like that. That I like to know what's going on Twitter without being on Twitter, but I also only want to hear from like communities that I want to hear from. A subreddit for the 90s. Subreddit,
that's what my nostalgia one is.
90s. A subreddit called Mildly Interesting.
Mm, I'm in that one too.
Yeah, which is just for stuff that's not super interesting, but mildly interesting.
Read us one.
Bangkok subway station shows how many calories you burn by taking the stairs. And then it's just a picture of
this. I hate that.
Yeah. So it'll just be stuff that you're like, you could look at it and be like, oh, interesting. But it's not like, oh my God.
Well, I tried to gather some stuff for this episode and I typed in animal facts, obviously. And it led me to these duck facts for kids.
And this is a subreddit?
No.
A subreddit called Animal Facts.
I don't think I understand how to work Reddit yet.
It's animal facts.
But anyway, actually, this is kind of its own. It took me away to this other website, but I still found it on Reddit. So I feel like I can share it.
Okay.
So here's an interesting thing. Question. Do ducks say anything other than quack?
And what's the answer?
Well, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think that they do?
I think they trill. They probably go like, well, I'm not doing it right. They probably go like, yeah.
Ducks create a variety of sounds and cries, including whistles, coos, yodels, and grunts.
Coos.
You know what I
mean? The duck, you just look over at a duck and a duck is like, ew, ew, ew. Wherever, whatever, I'll eat your breadcrumbs, never, I'll be.
They would eat them right away.
Yeah, they would.
Here's another one. What? Ducks' feet can't feel cold.
Oh my God, don't you wish you were a duck?
Yeah, so if you see a duck, you know, wading through snow or swimming when it's cold out, don't worry about them.
Are they?
Because they don't want something to keep their feet warm. Okay, this is a fact that I didn't find out on Reddit, but that I've been telling absolutely everybody. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Is it about ducks?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Is that allowed?
Yeah, what is it?
All right. The human body cannot feel moisture. All it can feel is a change in temperature that it registers as moisture.
But also, we really don't feel anything because of the atoms between things. Like, we never actually feel anything.
Listen, why do you have to ruin my fun
fact? I'm not ruined. It is a fun fact, but I'm just saying I'm adding to the fact.
Oh, okay.
We don't feel anything.
Oh, okay.
We just feel.
I don't emotionally.
Yeah, that too.
No, you feel too much.
But we physically don't actually touch anything. Like, I'm not actually touching.
I don't need to know
it's
this.
It's the pressure of the atoms that are pushing back.
Well, then explain to me my thigh, which has been numb for a month. Why is it, if it's numb, what, it's just extra not feeling?
Why has your thigh been numb for
a
month?
I need you to go to the doctor.
That's I did go to the doctor. And it's a problem with my sciatic nerve, which I always have. And I was prescribed physical therapy.
Have
and
now you been going?
No, I start on Monday.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I have to go to physical therapy for 6 to 8 weeks because my thigh went numb.
I've been in physical therapy for almost a year.
Is your thigh numb?
Well.
But that actually doesn't go with what I was saying because that's an internal thing. I'm talking about external.
Okay, but the moisture thing is still interesting.
It's very interesting.
You know what freaks me out? Okay, so there's a subreddit called Black Magic Fuckery. And there was one where it was like showing you a stop sign. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was showing you a stoplight. And it was like sort of grayscaled. But it was like the same, the colors, just a little bit gray. And then it was like, you're not actually seeing the colors. The colors aren't there. This whole thing is gray. You're just imagining the colors. And I was like, what? And then it isolated the red. And it was, and once it removed it from the context of seeing the stoplight, it was just gray.
I don't understand. I'm not following.
Looking at the entire picture of the stoplight, in my mind, I filled in what the colors were.
Wow.
But when you separate it from the rest of the picture, it was just gray.
Do you want another duck fact?
Yeah.
Quack.
Ducks have wonderful vision. Is that true? That's what it says on this website. That's a good question. How much do you believe what you see on Reddit?
Well, I'm in a lot of things that are like opinion based.
Right.
So exactly. I'm not.
But it's hard. Okay, I'll say this. I'm in a Reddit for a lot of true crime stuff. And it is hard because you're not sure. It's like people, you know, thinking they're going to solve a crime and putting stuff that isn't true. Or also, even I'm in the FTM subreddit, which is female to male trans subreddit. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, misinformation or people think you're like trying to share information, but it's sometimes hard for me to parse through like what's real, what's people, you know, saying like old wives tales, what's people, you know, doing scare tactics. Like you don't know where the information is coming from. So that freaks me out sometimes.
Yeah. You gotta be a little discerning.
Yeah. That's why I only like join subreddits of things that I actually like and not, you know, like, yeah, but I understand. It's a way to build community. It really is.
Right. Like I like seeing this. I have to figure out what is healthy and what isn't. Like the subreddit for FTM. Okay. The subreddit that's like, this is how you pass. That's just how you pass as cis. I get that that's important to some people, but I was like, this is hurting me actually.
Yeah.
Like you have to sort of gauge and unfollow stuff that is causing you harm.
Mm-hmm. And I've done that. Yeah. I've done that.
For instance, the actual Taylor Swift subreddit, harmful. Gaylor Swift, fun.
Now, why is the actual one harmful?
Did you know that her fans that aren't gay are super Republican?
Oh, really? Well, not all of them.
But it's like really, it's hard to, I think I'm so deep into Gaylor Swift that when I see people who are like, oh my God, and this song is about Joe, I'm sort of like, what? Like, I feel like
that's her long-term partner.
Yeah, but like, this is the song about him?
Okay.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Should we read one of these relationship Reddit ones?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So this person wrote, if you're in a serious relationship, it's a red flag if you or your partner have a, quote, best friend of the opposite sex that isn't your partner.
Goodbye.
It's probably a sign of my age, 56, female.
Nope.
But I just don't understand the people in serious relationships who have a best friend of the opposite sex.
That's not your generation. It's you, babe.
I've been married for 34 years. But if my husband at any time had a female best friend other than me,
no,
the relationship would have ended.
Goodbye.
I wouldn't have even married him.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, my husband and I don't even socialize alone with members. This is Mike Pence's wife. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my husband and I don't even socialize alone with members of the opposite sex. And that isn't because we don't trust each other, but rather because we respect each other. How many upvotes do you think that this has?
It depends on
people
how many people
agree
with
this person.
How many people are in the subreddit?
I don't know how to say something. I don't know how to determine something like that.
Because it could be like a subreddit that has no people. So I don't know.
It's a lot. Okay. Guess.
How many upvotes it
has? Yeah. Well, how does it show? It's not showing me any downvotes. It's just showing upvotes.
Yeah, you can't see the downvotes. Okay. It just subtracts. It like adds and subtracts.
Oh, okay.
I think people probably mostly agree with her.
Really?
I don't. I think in the comments people are trashing her.
It's got 8,841 upvotes.
Okay.
And 3,391 comments. And the top comment seems to be, "Jokes on her, I cheat with my male friends."
Yes!
And then someone else said, "Gotta kiss the bros goodnight. It's called being a good friend."
This is so Reddit.
Yeah, that's true. I think... Like, I'm just so used to seeing wild straight people stuff where it's like people saying, I think people have been hurt in the past. There are a lot of people who are really vocal and they've been cheated on and they put their situation on every situation. And so I think, like, I don't know. I've seen so much toxic straight stuff about people not having their partners not being allowed to have opposite sex friends. I see that so often.
I don't know a single straight person really who feels that way.
No, not in real life.
Not in real life.
But like I see it so often on TikTok or on like things where it's straight people giving advice or whatever. I see that so often.
My dad's best friend is a woman and my sister is named after her. Like,
really?
Yeah.
That's sweet. Like
that just seems
that's so nice. Has your mom ever cared?
No. Like they're friends too.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's nice if you're friends with them too. Like,
but
it's
they
weird.
Weren't like initially, but they became friends when they were together.
Yeah. I mean, I understand like of other generations, it was maybe more pushed to have friends of your same gender, but 56 is not, you're not a boomer. You're like Gen
That's
X
what I'm
at that
My dad's
point.
Older than this. That
yeah. Also, like if someone is going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on mm-hmm. you anyway. I mean, how did gay people exist? This is the thing. I'm bi, right? And they're
what?
Like, I know, shocking. And how, so I'm not supposed to have any friends?
You can't have any friends.
I can't have any friends.
No, it's a real liability.
Okay, I have no friends.
You could have animal friends, maybe.
I just am like, I'm surrounded by dogs. And they're like, why do you have 7 dogs? And I'm like, I'm not allowed to have any friends.
I'm bi.
My partner says I'm, because I'm bi, I can't have friends, but I can have dogs.
This person commented, "I refuse to date men that didn't have girls as friends. Men who have girlfriends see women as friends, not just wives and mothers."
Exactly.
I felt the comments. Exactly. And also just because something's upvoted doesn't necessarily mean that people like it. They might also think it's just dumb.
Oh, they want to just talk about it. Interesting. Mm. This is going to be a real journey for me learning Reddit.
I think that we should customize a Reddit page for Allison, like get a subreddit and make it, and then I think you'll fall in love with it.
Wow. Oh, like put together different mm-hmm. subreddits that she might like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's
now
mostly animals.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now we're gonna close our episode out with a game I've invented.
You have a game?
Well, sort of. I want to see if you can come up with something that is so obscure there's not a Reddit about it.
I can't play this game.
Why?
We played it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did play it.
You did?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
But the point is that we're always going to fail.
Yeah. I wasn't there because I'm not allowed to have friends. Okay.
Okay. Do you know how to search Reddit? So you search on your phone. Okay. Try to come up with something you think there's no Reddit about.
There's no Reddit about the actress Amy Adams' shoe choices.
Okay, maybe. Let's see. So you're just, and now does it matter? Does it have to be a full subreddit or just a post?
I think it just has to be a post, right? Yeah.
Okay, Amy Adams shoes.
How many? So many things came up.
Okay, a bunch of things came up. Amy Adams versus Jenna Fisher, celeb battles.
That's not about her shoes necessarily.
Red hair, red shoes. Okay, so they're both wearing, they both have red hair and they're both wearing red shoes in this picture, and people voted who looked better.
Okay, so I think it was a real rookie mistake to do something foot related and think that that's not on Reddit.
True. Right? Okay. Okay. Celeb Hub, Amy Adams, Celebrity Mommy. You accidentally walk in on your mom, Amy Adams, when she's naked.
What? That's just someone's fantasy that they shared?
Celebrity. Wait, what? Okay.
Oh, is there also a lot of porn on Reddit?
Yeah. There's tons of porn.
Oh, wow. A place to post celebrity mommy fetishes, and it's Amy Adams. I'm so sorry, Amy Adams. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let me quickly think of one. I think it's going to be armadillos. No. Okay. What about not being able to open a pill bottle?
Okay, I'm going to type in can't open pill bottle. Can't open pill bottle.
How to open pill bottles with one hand.
Okay, I'm in a group called Transgender Circle Jerk, which just is about funny trans stuff. Literally, I am being forced to detransition. I can't open pill bottles anymore because my grip strength is gone.
Re-Squared Robotics has released a robot that can open pill bottles and use zip ties.
Oh, wow.
Today, I fucked up by training my dog to break open pill bottles.
Okay, so this show will end on the day that we discover something that doesn't have a subreddit. Okay. But we're so excited to do this show. Please, like, comment and leave us ideas of things you want us to explore on Reddit, on different subreddits that you want us to dive into.
Yeah.
And we will be back next week with another brand new episode of Reading Reddit, not trademarked. Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.